Tonight on the Worldview Report, new details emerge on that mysterious Chinese biolab that was found months ago in the small town of Reedley, California. A pro-family group has put out an emergency warning about this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. If you have young children, you will want to see this report. A California parole board wants to release a serial rapist back onto the streets after serving less than 30 years of a 170-year sentence. Experts are warning that the price for beef and beef-related products is expected to rise 100% compared to the prices just 1 year ago. We'll take a look at the growing rift between Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. And good news about a stunning election victory for Argentina's new conservative candidate powerhouse president. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Most of you will remember that earlier this year, shocking reports emerged that a secret Chinese-run biolab had been uncovered in the heart of California, hidden away in an old warehouse in a small town called Reedley. As reported by RSBN, the lab was unauthorized and it was shockingly found to contain nearly 1,000 genetically engineered mice, as well as multiple viral, bacterial, and parasitic solutions. The mice were infected with the COVID-19 virus. Well, now we have more information to share about that rogue biolab. In the last week, a new report from the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, well, it illustrated alarming and shocking information about what was found there. The lab was run by an international fugitive from China named Jesse Zhu. After running various state-connected companies in China, he moved to Canada, where he has set up dozens of corporations to, quote, steal valuable American intellectual property and unlawfully transfer, end quote, it to China. The Supreme Court of British Columbia found that he committed, quote, fraud on an epic scale, end quote, that resulted in $330 million in a judgment. He then fled to America, assumed the alias David He, and set up several more companies, including the one behind the biolab. The Liberty Action Channel has sent out an email alert to its pro-family followers that this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be a non-binary and transgender extravaganza on full display. The alert states, quote, unless they are forewarned about it, this year's holiday parade will potentially expose tens of millions of viewers at home to the liberal LGBTQ agenda. Performances showcased in the parade will include music from two Broadway musicals and Juliet and Shucked, both of which feature transgender and non-binary performers in major roles, end quote. Justin David Sullivan, who personally identifies as non-binary, will be featured in the Juliet Parade performance. On stage in the musical, Sullivan plays the role of May, a non-binary friend of Juliet. This year, Sullivan declined eligibility for the Tony Awards, saying traditional acting categories need to be reconsidered to become more, quote, inclusive, end quote, of gender nonconforming actors. Alex Newell, a biological male who also identifies as non-binary, won a Tony Award this year for his starring performance in Shucked, playing the female role of Lulu. Newell, who uses all pronouns he, she, they, has warned women's clothes in recent public appearances and dressed in a shimmering gold ball gown for the Tonys. Thanksgiving Day, this liberal nonsense, well, it will be broadcast live from New York on NBC starting at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Liberty Action Channel notes that this isn't the first time the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade featured gender nonconforming performances. In 2021, transgender pop star Kim Petras performed during the parade, becoming the first transgender celebrity to perform during this once family-friendly holiday tradition. The Liberty Action Channel concludes, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. We still cannot trust Macy's department store. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interest in mind. Macy's needs to know that trust must be earned. And once trust is lost, it is difficult to get back, end quote. A California parole board wants to release an unrepentant serial rapist back onto the streets after serving less than 30 years of a 170-year sentence. Back in the 1990s, Cody Woodson, Klimp, was convicted of repeatedly raping his own niece when she was just 14 years old. She told police that, quote, it would happen as often as he could make it happen, end quote. He was found to have raped other young girls as well. When he was finally caught and taken to trial, the judge sentenced him to 170 years in prison. But now, the California Parole Board has approved his release after less than 30 years behind bars, so reports CBS News. His victims, well, they are outraged about his lenient treatment, and they're frightened that he might seek revenge and do the same thing to other young women. One victim told CBS News, quote, I'm most afraid that he is going to harm, damage, ruin other women like he's done to me. The victim was talking about her uncle Cody Woodson Klimp, who was in prison repeatedly for raping her 3 decades ago. Again, she was 14 years old. He was in his 30s, end quote. Although the parole board has approved the release, Klimp isn't a free man yet. The approval, well, it's being appealed by the district attorney, and it must be approved by Governor Gavin Newsom, who will meet with the victim prior to making a decision. Looking further into Klimp's background, he was a serial offender, starting at a very early age. The niece told police that she couldn't even add up how many times he raped her in the early 90s. But at that point, he had previously been convicted of rape in 1976 and attempted rape in 1981. He had pulled a girl off a bicycle and raped her right by the side of the road. His parole officer, well, they reported that he had threatened to kill his niece for reporting his attacks if he ever got free. Well, Jazz Shaw of Hot Air writes, quote, so, how did the niece wind up being vulnerable to her uncle to begin with? As it turns out, the Riverside Child Welfare Agency placed her there for adoption. They either didn't know about his criminal record, or if they were aware, they brushed it aside and placed her there anyway. The entire saga is inexcusable, and now it could potentially get even worse, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new 6-piece My Towels for only $29.98. Or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our 6-piece towels for only $29.98. or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you're with us. Hey, don't forget December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. We'll be celebrating 30 years of Worldview Weekend. My wife and I founded that national conference series in February of 1993, and we hosted Worldview Weekend conferences in over 300 locations around America. They included many well-known speakers like Michael Reagan, David Limbaugh, and so many others, too many to name. They were bringing the Christian worldview to bear on the issues of law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, and religion. Well, then in 1995, I went on live on radio thanks to my friend Michael Reagan. And then from there, I began to work with VCY America, broadcasting with them on their fine broadcast network. And then in 2006, Worldview Weekend, we launched WVW Broadcast Network, which you now know today as Worldview Tube and Worldview Radio. And so we are celebrating 30 years of what the Lord has allowed us to do since February of 1993. So we'll hope you'll join us on December 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, for live programming right from this news desk and from this studio. Live in studio with us will be Annie Cyrus, along with Leo Holman. We'll also have other special guests joining us by technology and some keynote presentations that were filmed at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend a few weeks ago will be presented for the very first time. We're also going to have a few episodes of House to House, my wife's famous decorating, cooking, and decor show. I think you'll love many of the new episodes that you'll be seeing and viewing for the very first time. So please join us December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. We'll also have phone lines open and be taking your gifts and contributions as part of our end-of-the-year share-a-thon as we set our budgets for 2024 to continue pushing out free programming, producing and distributing programming, but to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. We're just going from being a conference-based organization as we were in 1993 to a broadcast, global broadcast organization, but still proclaiming the truth of a Christian worldview. So we'll be doing our share-a-thon. In fact, speaking of that, you can give even now at wvwfoundation.com, and it will go toward that goal we have set for the share-a-thon. So if you'd like to contribute now, you can do that now at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. Thank you for your support, as that is our biggest sponsor. Well, there's a narrative shift on Ukraine in the mainstream corporate media. They had been telling us Ukraine is winning. Well, that's starting to change. Take a look at this clip from The Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough.
NATO's done an extraordinary job. How much longer do we continue pushing, I think, what many people in the Pentagon would think is the unrealistic goal of Ukraine driving every last Russian out of their country?
It's exactly the right question, Joe. And what concerns me is when people get disillusioned and increasingly come to the where you and I are, that as desirable as it is, it's simply not feasible. They're going to increasingly say, and we're hearing it in the House, we're hearing it in parts of Europe, why should we keep doing this? We're already stretched. We're trying to support Israel. We're worried about Taiwan. And even if we give everything we need to give or want to give to Ukraine, it still won't lead to success. What I argue, therefore, is the United States needs to have some very direct conversations with Ukraine, with President Zelensky, talk about reducing their emphasis on liberating land, increasingly put all their emphasis on holding on to what they've got. In the long run, diplomatically, through sanctions, yes, we can try to see the rest of their territory return. But for right now, let's have 80% of this country safe, 80% of this country rebuilt. I would actually propose a ceasefire as an interim arrangement to expose the Russians for what they are, so we can rebuild support for Ukraine in this country. But we've had two fighting seasons. The idea that one or two or three more years of this is going to result in success, I simply don't see it. Russia's on a war.
In a defensive posture, and that has made all the difference in how quickly or how slowly those lines are moving.
Yeah, the Russians had enough time as Ukraine was preparing this offensive to build those defensive lines with trenches and landmines and making it very difficult for the Ukrainians to push through. I was told recently that the Ukrainians have only taken back 0.25% of the land that Russia took in the east of the country. That is nothing, and clearly not nearly enough to persuade policymakers up on Capitol Hill that it's worth carrying on funding them. Now, the Europeans have actually now matching the Americans when it comes to military spending on Ukraine, but they wouldn't be able to pick up all of the slack. I guess.
So now the truth comes out. Ukraine's counteroffensive has been a dismal failure. They've only reclaimed 0.7% of the land seized by Russia. Let that sink in for a minute. And nearly unlimited support, well, from the West, has come in excess of $120 billion. And yet, they have taken back less than 1% of the land they lost. But meanwhile, the massive NATO response to a non-ally in Ukraine has provoked Russia to go on a total war footing, converting its factories over to military hardware while striking arms deals with Iran and North Korea. Russia, well, they are now stronger than they were before this war started in February of 2022. Slate News reports that Joe Biden's team of handlers is pushing for him to take extra precautions to avoid tripping and falling in public as concerns mount over the Democrat president's age and fitness for office. Biden's advisors are reportedly pushing for the president to, quote, walk shorter distances on camera, end quote, and replace formal shoes with more comfortable ones. That's according to a new report. The news comes as an increasing number of Democrats are questioning the Biden campaign's plan to deal with the president's age. Politico reported, quote, people close to the president have discussed having him walk shorter distances while on camera. They've also advocated, at times, trading in formal shoes for comfortable ones, both to make his stride seem less stiff, but also to reduce the risk of falls, end quote. Democratic strategists and donors are reportedly frustrated over the Biden campaign's handling of the age issue. Some, in fact, have suggested they haven't done enough to calm the concerns of the public. Biden turned 81 on Monday, and he is now the oldest U.S. president in history while in office. Quote, many donors are directly urging top campaign aides to go on offensive, leaning even harder into Biden's age as proof of his wisdom in turbulent times. They're pushing for more humor about Grandpa Joe, end quote. That might be possible if Biden actually displayed any level of advanced wisdom. The problem is that most America realizes he is not the one actually in charge of anything in the White House. He can't even make it off the stage, doesn't know what direction to go, doesn't even know what to do after he lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He has to ask the color guard, what do I do now? Where do I go? We'll go back over there and stand where you just were. Folks, he's somebody's puppet, and he seems content to play that role, and he plays it often, admitting during speeches that, quote, they won't let me, end quote, do or say this or that. He admits it right there. No wonder Biden's age issue is starting to pop up in the media. His poll numbers are, well, dropping like a rock. Biden's approval rating hit an all-time low on Sunday of last week in NBC News surveys as he struggles ahead of the 2024 election. The latest NBC News poll found Biden's approval rating at 40%, while other polls have put his approval rating even lower. It is currently at the lowest ever for NBC. The poll also found that Vice President Kamala Harris's approval rating is also at an all-time low of 29%. And then add in, when asked whether they would vote for a Republican candidate or Biden in the 2024 election, the current president lags at 37% to 48% per the survey. Lines are being drawn in the ongoing feud between notable Daily Wire personalities Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. Shapiro holds a strong support Israel position and advocates the need to eliminate Hamas. Owens appears to believe that Israel's response is not proportional or appropriate. Owens' comments followed her interview and favorable interactions with known anti-Israel advocate Max Blumenthal. When Shapiro criticized Owens' comments, Candace responded by posting that Shapiro was, quote, acting unprofessional, end quote, and was, quote, emotionally unhinged, end quote. Shapiro labeled Owens' post as, quote, disgraceful, end quote, and, quote, ridiculous, end quote. Well, last Wednesday, Shapiro escalated the matter by posting, quote, Candace, if you feel that taking money from the Daily Wire somehow comes between you and God, by all means, quit, end quote. Amid the controversy, famed former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, well, he has sided with Owens. Notable legal expert David Horowitz has sided with Shapiro on the matter. His conservative group, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, announced on Monday they would be severing ties with Owens, a host whose career, well, they helped launch. In the Freedom Center's statement, the group noted that they were cutting ties with Owens because of her, quote, ignorant, hateful, and morally obtuse remarks about Israel and the Jews, end quote. David Horowitz is 84, and he shared that Freedom Center had invited Owens to speak at its Restoration Weekend event, which is a significant gathering of leading conservatives. Owens was a little-known individual at the time. Owens later noted that it was at, quote, the conference where everything started for me, end quote. Well, now the Freedom Center accuses Owens of, quote, straying from the cause, end quote. Quote, instead of focusing on the meaningful activism and defense of American values that brought her to our attention, Candace Owens has become obsessed with her own fame, stirring up drama to compensate for a lack of real achievement, end quote. That's what the group reported. Can't say that I disagree. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Gateway Pundit reports that anti-socialists all over the world woke up a bit happier on Monday after Argentina elected populist libertarian Javier Milei as its new president. Mainstream corporate media, well, they're still baffled as to how voters in the South American country chose, quote, an outsider with radical views, end quote. And they want him to fix their battered economy and corporate political system. Milei imposed all of the COVID lockdowns, restrictions, and mandates. He also promised to shut down entire bureaucratic agencies, such as the Ministries of Education, Culture, the Ministry of Environment and Sustainable Development, and the Ministry of Women, Genders, and Diversity, among others. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch if he can keep himself alive. Watch this.
Y deporte, afuera. Ministerio de Cultura, afuera. Ministerio de Ambiente y Desarrollo Sostenible, afuera. Ministerio de las Mujeres y Género y Diversidad, afuera. Ministerio de Obras Públicas, afuera, aunque te resistas. Ministerio de Ciencia y Tecnología e Innovación, afuera. Ministerio de Trabajo, Empleo y Seguridad Social, afuera. Ministerio de Educación, Adoctrinamiento, afuera. Ministerio de Transporte, afuera. Ministerio de Salud, afuera. Ministerio de Desarrollo Social, afuera. Se acabó el curro de la política. ¡Viva la libertad, carajo!
Well, it would not shock anyone, quite frankly, that's got a brain, that the folks in Argentina would reject Sergio Massa's. This is the economy minister that's responsible for the triple-digit inflation and rising poverty that has engulfed 40% of the country. Riding a wave of voter anger with the political mainstream, Milei won by a landslide, with some 56% of the vote versus just over 44% for his rival. And by the way, there was a judge that also talked about the problem with their voting machines. And supposedly this election took place by millions of people voting by paper ballot. I wonder if that has anything to do with his landslide victory. The people actually got to cast their vote versus having it manipulated. Is that possible? Well, watch Milei take the stage after his victory. Milei said in a defiant speech after the result, quote, the model of decadence has come to an end. There's no going back. We have monumental problems ahead. Inflation, lack of work, and poverty. The situation is critical, and there is no place for tepid half measures, end quote. In Buenos Aires, a large group of Milei supporters, where they honked horns and chanted popular refrains against the political elite, while rock music played from speakers. Watch this.
Vamos! The man, the myth, the legend. Have we got a Bitcoin president with a beautiful orange Bitcoin sunset?
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, well, he congratulated Milei on social media and said the libertarian would, quote, make Argentina great again, end quote. Well, this is exactly the type of bold action we need in countries across the Western world. We need them to kick out the World Economic Forum stooges and close down entire government agencies while deporting all illegal aliens immediately. Any candidate who refuses to do these things, well, they're not serious and they're not a serious conservative. And that's what we need in America. Serious constitutional conservatives. Well, that does it for this edition of the World View Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Flash, breaking news, whatever you want to call it. I have big news. You need to go, please, to mypillow.com/B66 while there is a free shipping offer on all your order. You can go right now to mypillow.com/B66 and get entirely free shipping. mypillow.com/B66. This is until next week, so take advantage of it while it lasts. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. These make great Christmas gifts, or buy it for yourself. But get it now while there's free shipping. But you got to go to the website, mypillow.com/B66. You can also use the phone number on the screen, and a live operator will answer, and they'll be able to answer all your questions about the products, because many of those operators, if not all of them, own many of these products and have used them themselves. That's how they're able to talk about them with the customer. So if you want to talk to a live human being who can answer your questions about the various products, there's the phone number right on the screen, that 800 number. Otherwise, mypillow.com/B66, free shipping. But you got to go to mypillow.com/B66 so you can take advantage of that offer. That way you get savings and free shipping, and we get credit. And a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to help fund this show. That's one way you can help us and get great gifts and support the My folks at MyPillow have come under great attack, including Mike Lindell himself, for standing up for liberty and freedom. So everybody wins when you go to mypillow.com/B66 and do your Christmas shop. All right? Hey, don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. Now look, this isn't just about survival gear and survival food, freeze-dried food. We have a lot of products there that make great Christmas gifts. If you have a family member that's into hunting and fishing and camping and hiking, then we have a lot of great gifts. Yes, these are great products for getting ready for an emergency, a crisis. But look, freeze-dried food, that's great for camping. And folks, it's real food. You're just adding water, rehydrating it, and it's real food. If you were to eat it, okay, if we were to make it and put it in front of you, most of you would not know that was freeze-dried food, because we've done this with people. And yes, many people take this food with them when they go camping or hiking. Okay, we also have the stoves that you can take with you, and the outdoor stoves that you can use for making your food. Not only do we have outdoor stoves, we have also outdoor ovens. And then we have the little fire solo stove as well, that you can use the kindling, start the fire, put your two-pot system on it, boil the water, make the freeze-dried food. We got all kinds of stuff. Check it out. WVWTVstore.com. These make great Christmas gifts as well. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. If you'd like to make a contribution of any size and help us as we continue to push out free of charge broadcasting just like this to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. Well, that does it for this broadcast. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.